Legend said that there had been 1,000 in the valley, but Johnny thought that was probably an exaggeration. There was plenty of food. The wide plains below the peaks were overrun with wild cattle, wild pigs, and bands of horses. The ranges above were alive with deer and goats, and even an unskilled hunter had no trouble getting food. There was plenty of water due to the melting snows and streams, and the little patches of vegetables would thrive if anybody planted and tended them. No, it wasn't food. It was something else. Animals reproduced, it seemed, but man didn't. At least not to any extent. The death rate and the birth rate were unbalanced, with death the winner. Even when children were born, they sometimes had only one eye, or one lung, or one hand, and had to be left out in the icy night. Monsters were unwanted things. All life was overpowered by a fear of monsters. Maybe it was this valley. When he was 7, he had asked his father about it.
"But maybe people can't live in this place,"
he had said. His father had looked at him wearily.
"There were people in some other valleys, according to the legends. They're all gone, but there are still some of us."
He had not been convinced. Johnny had said,
"There's all those plains down there, and they're full of animals. Why don't we go live there?"
Well, Johnny had always been a bit of a trial. Too smart, the elders had said. Always stirring things up. Questions. And did he believe what he was told? Even by older men who knew a lot better? No, not Johnny Good Boy Tyler. But his father had not brought any of this up. He had just said wearily,
"There's no timber down there to build cabins."
This hadn't explained anything. So Johnny had said,
"I bet I could find something down there to build a cabin with."
His father had knelt down, patient for once, and said,
"You're a good boy, Johnny, and your mother and I love you very much. But nobody could build anything that would keep out the monsters."
Monsters. All his life, Johnny had been hearing about the monsters. He'd never seen one. But he held his peace. The oldsters believed in monsters, so they believed in monsters. But thinking of his father brought an unwelcome wetness to his eyes. And he was almost unseated as his horse reared. A string of foot-long mountain rats had rushed headlong from a cabin and hit Windsplitter's legs. "What you get for dreaming?" Johnny snapped to himself. He put Windsplitter's 4 hoofs back down on the path and drummed him forward the last few yards to the courthouse.